Starting with Hashem, Hilchas Melicha, Shir 17. We're holding in middle of the Ramah. Let's start with says, B'kol Shekein. In last year, we discussed what happens if a piece of meat in any one of the six stages falls onto a piece of meat during Shir Melicha. And this year we'll discuss what happens if a piece of meat in any one of the six stages falls into Tzir. So let's see the Ramah. B'kol Shekein Imloy Nimlach Klal. Before he talked about a piece of meat after Shir Melicha, so he's saying, certainly if it wasn't salted at all, it's mutter where it falls onto a piece of meat during Shir Melicha. Defilu enafel etzir mamish, even if it falls into tzir, means the blood that came out during Shir Melicha, ein la esrei, we don't answer the meat that falls in. Because we say that when it's salted to take out its own blood, it will take out the blood that it absorbs from falling into tzir. So in stage 2, where it was washed and not salted and falls into tzir, it's mutter. Because when it's salted to take out its own blood, it will take out the blood that it absorbs from falling into tzir. Stage 1, we said, is also mutter in last year, where even if it was not washed, it's mutter, because the tzir won't cause the blood on the surface to go into the meat. And then the Ramah continues, V'afilu nimlach habasav leisho adayin shir melicha. Even if the meat was salted and was not on the meat for shir melicha, v'nafal atzir, and falls into tzir, this is stage 3, yesh lahater imloy nechbash v'sercha yoyim sholim. We can matter the meat if it doesn't get pickled in the tzir for 24 hours. So in this, we have the, both the Taz and the Shach ask the question, why don't we say kavish v'tzir, and therefore it should be aser even less than 24 hours. So let's say the Taz Yud Zayin. Im l'nichbash v'secha yom shalem, tamuahu li. The im nichbash yom shalem, if it was pickled for 24 hours, ma'ir yitzir, why does one must say tzir afilu mayim nami havi aser? Even if it would be in water, it would be aser if it was there for 24 hours. The kavush haveyu kamavushol. Like we've learned before in Simon Samach Tes, Sif Tes. By salting without Hadacha Achreina. If anyone can tell me where we see something about Kavash Kamavushal in Simon Samach Tes, Sif Tes, I would appreciate it, since I do not know what the Taz is referring to over here. This we learned in Sif Aleph that soaking for 24 hours is Kamavushal. The makar of this din doesn't say 24 hours. Elabater's chatas kalvav din tes zeicher b'shem hagoyis sharidura de yomer leilasagi. The name of the sharidura says yomer, either a day or a night is enough to do kavush. Because of shom ramah b'zele shenai, the ramah says over there in teres chatas v'chein mashma b'ashivi de im le'nechbush v'shir shir siach itel eish. If it didn't pickle the amount of time that it heats up on the fire, le'nesa rakade klipa. It's only also klipa, but we see it would have been pickled kashir shiyasiach itzel ha'or, the amount of time that heats up on the fire, it would be called kavush. So we see that even in this amount of time, which is known as shir kvisha, the amount of time that it takes to heat up on the fire is shir kvisha, then it will answer the meat. Obeisevahetu ha'oruch klal hei dinvav kosab gamkein. In the Isevahetu also it says, the bepachas mishir kvisha le'nesar. The less than shir kvisha doesn't become aser, but more than shir kvisha would be aser. And the Tereschatis fastens like the Tzivahatar. Shechaticha shalei nimlecha v'nafal etzir. A piece of meat that was not salted and fell into tzir. V'nishtak shir kvisha. Dein latakona achakach m'malicha. If it was left to shir kvisha, malicha won't help to have a kamavushal. Because shir kvisha by tzir is kamavushal. Nimtzel adas v'amot. Kol she nechbash shir kvisha aser. We see that according to Ramah that anything that's left for shir kvisha is aser. Hein b'lein nimlach, hein b'nimlach. Whether it was not salted yet, or whether it was salted. Elo shirashal perikol aposis simon ein zayin choylik al ramah b'loy nimlach. The Rashal argues on ramah if it was not salted. Vezel shreini. Tehi debola mekol mokam choyzu poylet agab domoy. Even if it absorbs, it will come out when it's salted to take out its blood. Avagam dam rinan gabitzir kovish kumavushol. Even though we say gabitzir kovish kumavushol. Hainu shoyse kuloy v'leisagi beklipo. Kavish Mavushal asks the whole piece of meat, and it's not enough for klipa. This is only after it's left for shir melicha. sheish tekana lachzam loichai enak mai mevushal gamor. Before it was left for shir malicha, and to store a tekana, and you can store salt and meat to get out its own blood. Kavush b'tzir is then exactly like cooking. It's not similar to soaking in water for 24 hours. The oz aser afilu b'loid sir, or there's aser even without sir. The choshuv bishul gomor, that's soaking in water according to the mashal is mamish like cooking. The look of maram b'teres chatas ad kan l'shane, but not like the mashal argues in the maram, the ramah and teres chatas. Now this is a mashal holds like we've learned already in sifat zvav. That kavush in water is mamish like cooking, and therefore it's also even have some uba, even if it's 60. However, the mashal holds that kavush b'tzir is not as strong as kavush in water, and therefore salting will take out the blood by kavush b'tzir. If I'm not mistaken, we've mentioned this before, by 3-day-old meat, that if it was salted first in a kli manukav and then a kli she'ena manukav, and according to the Taz, it's only mutter if it was not left for shikvisha, but according to the mashal, even if it was left for shikvisha, it's mutter, because when it's kavish v'tzir, it doesn't answer the meat. And if the blood moves through kavish v'tzir, it will come out through roasting. So over here too as well, the mashal holds that if it's kavish v'tzir, it will come out when it's salted. But according to the Ramah, if it was kavish v'tzir, even if it was not yet salted, it's aser. So the Taz says, in name of the Ramah kan hodim imashir kosev b'teres chatos, if we'll say that the Ramah retracted from what he wrote in Teres Chatas. And he holds that you need 24 hours. Like the Mashal, he shouldn't say Dafka Tzir. Because even if it was left in water, it's Aser. So the Filatah says, that there's a Toy Sefer, there's a printing error in the Ramah. Hachi Yom Sholem. The words Yom Shalom are not correct, but Tzarech Leimer, Im Lein Nechbesh V'Sercha Shir Kvisha. And in Ramah, it should say Shir Kvisha. Aval Im Shor, Shom, Shir Kvisha, Aser. If it was left for Shir Kvisha, the Ramah holds that it's Aser. Afagav, Lein Nechbesh V'Sercha Yom Shalom. Even if it was not left in the Tzir for 24 hours. So, the Taz continues, U'Pashat Hu, Dekan Lein Mayri B'Kli She'ena Manukav. It's Pashat that the case over here is not a Kli Manukav. The Lafken Hoyekan Iser B'Loy Tzir. We have an Isser even without a Tzir. Mitam she'ena manukav, since it's being salted and sitting in a kli she'ena manukav. V'abrasa le'shoada en she'melicha. Kedal el, sem tzemachtes, sef yutches. Like we learned before, sem tzemachtes, yutches, sef yutches. Ela me'erikan b'kli manukav. Therefore, you have to say it's talking over here in a kli manukav. Hagon she'malach b'gigas al etzim. That it's resalted in a barrel on top of pieces of wood. V'atzir yorid l'mata. And the tzir goes through the pieces of wood, but not for mixes basar tzir, and some of the basar falls into the tzir, meaning that it's in the tzir, but it doesn't sit on the bottom of the kli. So therefore, it does not have the same din as being salted in a kli she'ena manukav, since the tzir won't cause the meat to be parashim mokal and mokam. Only where it's sitting on the bottom of this kli, so we say that it's parashim mokal and mokam, but where it's just sitting in tzir, it falls a little bit into tzir, we do not say Parshim Mokom L'Mokom. We say for Masas V'Nyom and Simon Lamates Lo Yehavin came with the Ramah B'Cholak Ramah V'Lei Nirali. The Masas V'Nyom had a different Pshat Ramah, and that's not how it seems to Taz. So the Taz continues, L'Inyanim Kvar Shob HaBasa Shem Malicha V'Nafal Tzir. If the meat was already in the salt for Shem Malicha and then it falls into Tzir, Kosev V'Teres Chatas Shem Klal Vov Din Tes, it says in Teres Chatas Anu Lo Yehavin and Kain. We don't hold like the Issa Beheter Aruch that says it doesn't become Asr until it's left for Shir Kvisha, but the Ramah holds that it's Asr right away, whether it falls into Tzir or Tzir falls on it, it's Asr right away, if it's after Shir Malicha, meaning stage 4. That's what the Ramah says later on, that if it falls into Tzir, after Shir Malicha, it's Rasa right away, but the Maaseh the Ramah's Mekel in a Tzarech Chesed Gadol. So the task concludes, in Ulin in Halacha, Yesh Lanu Lipsaik, Imtech Shir Malicha Nafal Tzir, that if it falls into Tzir within Shir Malicha, V'lenishta Shir Kvisha, and it wasn't there for Shir Kvisha, Yachzav Yidchen Av Yimalchenu, you can wash it again, and salt it again, to take out the Tzir that got absorbed. From Nishta Shir Kvisha, but if it was left for Shir Kvisha, Ein Leitakono, Kadas Ramah, Beteres Chatas, Ukisir Vete Aruch. A person was like, "Oh, it is Shabbat Arach that once it's Sefer Shir Kvisha, it's Aser." Have you a more Sham Klal Vav Din Gimel that the Ramah brings in Teres Chatzis Klal Vav Din Gimel? But like that's Mashal, the Tas Pasuk is not like the Mashal Shemekel Bazeh. Umachalak Ben Kavish Kama Vushal Vetir Bekadesh or Siach Al Or. It differentiates between Kavish Vetir or Ben Shah Kavish Kama Vushal B'Mayim and regular Kavish in water Bekadeh Me Islays of 24 hours. The Le Mashal Lachalak Bekach. The Taz says it doesn't agree to make such a differentiation. And after the meat was left in the salt, even if it's only in the tzir for a little bit, right away, like the Ramah will say soon, and we'll see that the Mashal argues, but the Taz paskens like the Mashal. So that's the Taz. The Taz holds that Kavish B'tzir will ask the meat in all cases. And after Shem Malicha, will be asked right away. So now let's see Shach Lamed Vav. The Shach says, "Mloid nichvash b'seicha yom shalom." He's going on the same piece of the Ramah that Ramah says it has to be yom shalom kavish for 24 hours. Ken kosev v'agoyis shavidula Hashem Rabbeinu Shimshon b'Ramavram Rabbi Harav b'Teres Chatos Sham Din Tes. This that it has to be yom shalom is in the Goyis shavidula, and the Teres Chatos brings it. In Klal Vav Din Tes, because on the side in the Mechon from the Goyis HaVa'oros, he brings from the Michas Yaakov that speaks about that the Teres Chatzos over there is talking about after Shem Malicha. So the Shach asks, "Avol Teimah de Lekamon Reish Simen Kuf Hei Sosam Kedibri Hamachaber VaHarosh." In Simen Kuf Hei, the Ramah is saying so like the Machaber and the Rosh, the Imu Kavish Betzir Kedishu Yitneno Al HaOr VeYasiach VeYatchol Ezbashal Habikem Avushal. That the Rosh holds that if it's Kavush B'tzir, the amount of time that it's left on the fire and will heat up and start to cook, B'tzir, that shear is Kumavushal. So over here, why do you need Yom Shalim? V'yishleimah, the Kuloi Kama Hasam, the Havi Kumavushal, Ela L'sham Mili. Over there, when he says it's Kumavushal, it's only cooking by other things. Avaloi L'inyam Basar D'yehei Kumavushal Mamish. But not by meat that it should be called cooking, V'liyotze Achakach Ayedei Malicha. To say that the blood won't come out through salting. The dam and meat, we don't say that it's like cooking, and even if it's kavish b'tzir, the salt will still remove the blood. Like the Ramah writes in Simen Kuf Hei, V'ayin le'el, Simen ayin min din basar shenafel l'tzir. The Ramah says in Simen Kuf Hei to see what he wrote in Simen ayin about basar falling into tzir. So the Shach says v'doichak, this pshat is a doichak, to differentiate between cooking by other things and blood and meat. So therefore, the Shach says in other teretz, "Dehocha al kochoch may be klima nukav." Over here, you have to say that it's talking about klima nukav, like we said in the Taz, because otherwise it will be salted and klisha and nukav. The dam would be poshim makom and makom since it's being salted now, and therefore the piece should be aser. The ibe ein letzir makom lazov sabal laharav delay mahani adacham lichashenis. If there's no place for the blood to flow out, the Ramah holds that adacham lichashenis doesn't work. Kamashik saftiv sivkot mem, like I wrote in Sivkot Mem and Simen Samach Tes. I think it's possible to say, just as a side point, that this Ramah in the Shachs and possibly the Taz as well, in their Shulchan Aruch, it was at the end of Simen Samach Tes. As you see, he writes Vayin Le'el Simen Ayin. Look further in Simen Ayin. If he would be speaking in Simen Ayin, he wouldn't say Simen Ayin. And over here he's saying also Kamashu Kasafter B'Sivkot Mem. Like I wrote in Sivkot Mem, if it would be a different Simen, he would write Simen Samach Tes Sivkot Mem. So I think that the Ramah in the Shach and Taz Shulchan Aruch was at the end of Simen Samach Tes. So back to the Shach, V'imkein, Nira Dehocha HaRosh Moide. Over here, the Rosh will admit the Loi Havi Kavosh Ela B'Yom Sholim. Since we're talking about a Kli Menukav, it's not Kavosh, only in 24 hours. Dehocha HaRosh Kli Lehedja Kli She'en Menukav. The Rosh is speaking about specifically Kli She'en Menukav, Loi Kli Menukav, and not Kli Menukav. And therefore we can say that the Rosh is only talking about Kli She'en Menukav, but a Kli Menukav will be reminded that you need 24 hours in order for it to become Kavush. Mihu Vadei Mashal Pshita Deseiver Demlei Shah Shem Alicha V'Nafal Atzir. The Mashal certainly holds that if it was not Shir Malicha and it fell into Tzir, Afal Pishu Shah B'Secha Kadeshir Siach Shavi. This Mashal we've spoken about before, that holds that if it was not yet Shir Malicha and it fell into Tzir, even if it was left there for Shir Kvisha, it's Mutter. Shrei Sevet Debasa Shashar Shir Malicha V'Nafal Atzir Eino Asa Ela B'Shir Shir Siach. Because he holds that meat that was left for Shir Malicha and falls into Tzir is only Aser b'kadei kavisha, and therefore he says that if it's left for shemalicha, it's only asa b'kadei kavisha. We can infer that if it's not left for shemalicha, it won't be asa even if it was left shir kavisha. So point out there's basically there's two major arguments between the mashal and the Rama. One is if during shemalicha it fell into tzir, and it was there for the amount of shir kavisha, which is shiitnu ala or b'yeschol siach. According to the Ramah, it's asur. According to the Mashal, it's mutter. And the other Machalka says, after Shemalicha, in stage 4, according to the Ramah, it's asur right away, and according to the Mashal, it's only asur if it's left there for Shekavisha. We'll see more about this later on. So now let's go back to the Ramah. We're holding it where it says Lamed Zayin of the Shach. The Ramah says, Ach, im Shoha, Shemalicha, v'nafel atzir, if it was left for Shemalicha in the salt, and then it fell into tzir, though those that ask for the meat, even though there's still tzir in the meat. This is the opinion of the Mashal that we'll see, holds of Aydid Yifle Dam Dide Yifle Mashabola, but not Aydid Yifle Tzir Dide Yifle Mashabola. Umekomakoim, the Tzirk Hefzid Godel, however, there are more paskins in Hefzid Ruba, Yeshlahatir Gam Bezer calls Man Plates Tziroi, that we can be matter the meat to be salted so long as it's still giving off tzir. Dahenu teich shtemesri shoyis, which is within 12 hours of the salting. Through washing and resalting the meat. So here he only says 12 hours and not 24, because since anyway it's only mutter nefs and muba, he doesn't want to rely on the second nefs and muba that between 12 and 24 hours it's still giving off tzir. So the Ramah says that you could wash and resalt the meat. So from here the Taz learned that the nekvah plates don't close, but the Shach says that there's a difference between a simple washing to remove the tzir and washing to close the nekvah plata. Simple washing won't close the nekvah plata, but if you wash it well, the nekvah plata will get closed. So the Ramah continues, V'chenem nafal letzir kodem sheshoa shem alicha, yedichenu v'yachzer v'yim lechenu. The same thing as if it falls into tzir during shem alicha, you should wash it and resalt it. Miyum molche b'le ha'docha l'acha shem nafal letzir shoyu b'dyevet. If you salted it without washing it, after it fell into tzir, it's mutter b'di'evit. Okay, so let's see now Shach Lamed Zayin. Achim Shah Yesh Yisrim. Zeu das Mashal, v'sevehetu shaloi, simen vav. This is the opinion of the Mashal, that does not hold up either d'yiflet tzir y'iflet dam. Umuchach Shom, the ain't chilok ben ladas avav, ben ladas Mashal, there's no difference between the Ramah and the Mashal, ben nafal atzir, and nafal atzir alav. Whether it fell into tzir or if tzir fell on it, ain shom. When it falls into tzir, it's worse than touching another piece, because if we're touching another piece, we say I did the turd. But when it falls into tzir, we don't say I did the turd. We'll have to say that the Ramah, who holds us of I did the turd, according to the Shach, admits that if it falls into tzir, we don't say I did the turd, therefore it absorbs blood. Mashal holds that a docha malicha sheneis doesn't help. The leyaminim b'chol duchti ela aydid yiflet dam di day yiflet dam dachrini. The only time we say aydid tod is if it has its own dam. Aval aydid yiflet tzir di day yiflet dam dachrini zeh leyaminim. We don't say aydid yiflet if it only has tzir. Vavav sobalei. The letzorich hefzen godol yesh lahater kolz man plates as tziroi al yidesh yachzav yimulchenu da aydid yiflet tzir di day yiflet gamken dam dachrini. The Ramah holds that in hefzen godol we could say that if it only has tzir we'll say aydid yiflet bet tzir. Therefore, the Ramah did not matter the meat only with the malicha shenis. Mishum da afogav da dain lepola called siroi. Lo yiminin aydid the torid, because even though it's not finished giving off tzir, if it falls into tzir of a different piece, we don't say aydid the torid lemiflet tzir lepola tzir, and therefore you have to salt the meat again and say aydid yiflet tzir today yiflet mashabola. V'tzarchim b'teres chatzis shom mashehevi b'shem avosh. It's a question on the teres chatzis that brings from the avosh of b'simani teres chatzis shom. The mashma shom lahedja, it seems over there, the mata b'makom tzoyrech mishum tam the afla achos shemalicha kibun adayim pelates tzir leibola. From the Torah's chatas it seems that he holds that even if it falls into tzir, the reason that it's mutter is because of I did the torid. V'mkei amai masrach kan b'hago hadocho melicha shenis. Why over here in the Ramah does he require the meat to be washed and salted again? So the Shach answers, v'efshar the ein hachanami medina leitzoch hadocho melicha shenis b'makom tzoyrech godol. Medina, we don't need it to wash salt again. Because Medina, the Ramah holds that even for falls into tzir, we say I did the Torah, and it doesn't get absorbed, and therefore I don't have to salt the meat again. Ela ha'rav choshesh kan lahachmer de dilma das mashal eker. The Ramah wants to be choshesh like the mashal, that if it falls into tzeir, we don't say adit to torid, the bala, and therefore it gets absorbed, ulakach, yesh ladichoy mocha shenis, lechatchila. And therefore, you'll have to wash it and resalt it again, lechatchila. In other words, even though the mashal holds you cannot resalt it, but he'll go halfway like the mashal. I'll agree to the mashal that it does get absorbed, but I'll hold that you can resalt the meat in order to remove the blood in a hefse mubah. Meal im nisbashu b'loy hadachom lichashenis. If you cook it without hadachom lichashenis, that's a rab the mutter b'makom tzarech gadol. The Rama would hold that it's mutter b'makom tzarech gadol even without salting the meat again. Meal kolze kashaloi hudach achar melicha koydim shenafal tzir. This is all if it wasn't washed before it fell into tzir. This is the shach. The shita says that the shach holds that washing does close the nikveh pleita. Aval hudach kvan nistum nikveh pleita. If it's washed, the nikveh pleita close ubleya v'lemane achar kach hadachom lichashenis. And Hadachim Lichashenis won't help. Alibe de Kuli Alma. According to the Shach, everyone holds that Hadachim closes the Nikveh Pleita. Like we said before, in Sipkot and Chavvav. That's the opinion of the Shach. That, according to the Mashal, if it falls into Tzir, we don't say Adi de Torid. And he also doesn't say Adi de Yifloid Tzir, Yifloid Mashabala. And therefore, the meat is Aser. But the Ramah holds that Meikodim, we say, even if it falls into Tzir, Adi de Torid. But if there's no hefse mubah, he paskins like the mashal, that it gets absorbed and won't come out. But if there's a hefse mubah, lachatchila, you should salt it again. But even if you don't salt it again, it's mutter if there's a hefse mubah. Let's now see the end of the Taz in Sifkot and Tazayin. It speaks about the same inyon. We're holding the Taz of Alkolponim, Tzarech Leimer. And the Mechonetz in the beginning of the line was the Lamed Hei. He says, Alkolponim, Tzarech Leimer. The Mayri Khan Shalasho Habasar Shibitsir Shirkvisha. That according to the Ramah, we have to say that it wasn't left in the meat a Shirkvisha, even before the meat was salted. Then Lykane Ainlet Akona, the Habakumavoshal. Because, like we said before, the Taz holds that after Shirkvisha, the blood won't come out. For Rashal Herak Vadinim Elu, a Perakola Basar Simon Ain Sayin. The Mashal goes at length in Perakola Basar. On this topic, the only time that salting helps is if it was not yet finished giving off its blood. That if it has its own blood, we'll say that the tzir comes out when it's salted to take out the blood. But if it was left in the salt for shir melicha, and there's no blood left, only tzir, salting again won't help him, because we don't say I did yiflet sir, yiflet dam. While the nakta paiskim, I did yiflet sir the day, when the paiskim say I did yiflet sir, what's a loyme dam the day? According to the mashal, when we say I did yiflet sir, we mean I did yiflet dam. But sir won't take out dam. Vu adin and basa shalai hudach, venimach, nuflet sir, he says here a side point. The same thing is if meat was not washed and salted and found at sir, gam kain lamahane chazer smalicha, if meat was salted without dacha v'shoina, and it falls into tzir, lemehane chazeres melicha achakach, the salting again won't help. Kivan sheyesh dam be'ein al abasar shelo yehudach, v'nivla b'basar b'shas melichase, ene yoytze achakach, since it's dam be'ein that got absorbed into the meat, and the kavish b'tzir will pick up his blood, and won't come out afterwards through salting. This is the same as we mentioned once before, that if you cook meat that was salted without dacha v'shoina, even if the 60s asr even have some rubah. Although not exactly the same reason, over there we said it's two hefse mubahs, and therefore we can't be mekel. Over here, the mashal is not going into the two hefse mubahs. He's saying the reason is because kavish b'tzir will pickle the blood into the meat, and it will no longer come out. We'll see later in Sifkot Nutches. What happens if it's washed and not salted and fell into the seer? Now, the taz over there is matar, just like the shach that we said in the last year. So now, the next three lines in the taz are very hard to understand. Let's see them inside. Avo, in nafal basar sheshar shir melicha, meat that was salted for shir melicha, fell, leben chaticha is basar shem nachem b'melicha, that fell in between other pieces that of meat that were being salted. Oz yesh heter mitza kabolakach poltai. Of there we say kabolakach poltai, the kamosha bola min chaticha sa melucha is kach poilet alidei sha poilet gam kin tzir today. The Rebbe here will say that when the tzir comes out, it will take out the blood that it is absorbed. Even though by nafal tzir this doesn't help. But there's no kabbalah kachpolte, agab tzir today. The nafal tzir v'nishra boy, because when it falls into tzir and is remains in the tzir, habukum avushal, that kavashah is mitzir zakum avushal, v'alken leishach v'kabolach achpoltei, and therefore you don't say kabolach achpoltei. So this to me seems to be a steer of everything we've learned in the Taz till now. Until now we've always said that the Mishal holds that kavash b'tzir, blood that's absorbed through kavash b'tzir will come out, and we never say either yiflei tzir, yiflei dam. Over here, the Taz seems to be saying that we do say either yiflei tzir, yiflei dam, but the tzir itself gets kavush. If anyone has a good understanding of this, they can let me know. So the Taz continues, Element Komokim im Lishab Habasa Shemalicha Benafilatsir Vinishtab but Sham Shirkvisha Yishla Dain Takana Machazaris Malicha. If, according to Mashal, we've said before, if the meat was not yet salted for Shemalicha and it fell into Tsir, even if it was different Shirkvisha, according to Mashal, you can resalt the meat. For Alpha Gavda Minim Kovishkum Bushel, even though we say Kovishkum Bushel, Hainuam Nafal Acha Shisha Shemalicha Mishta Shirkvisha. It's only after if it was left in the salt for Shemalicha. The Asakulay. Then if the salt was on for Shir Malicha, Kavash will ask for the whole piece of meat, and not only a klipa. Not if it was not yet, if the meat was not yet left for Shir Malicha, that Malicha will help to take out the salt. Since it wasn't there for Yom Shalim. This that we said, that after Shir Malicha, meat that was left, amongst other pieces, this is because it has its own seer. Since it has its own seer, simply we can say, without what we said before in the Taz, we could say, since it has its own seer, we'll say Adi Ditorid, and therefore it's mutter. The Taz seems to say before that over here we're also saying Adi Yifloit. Avalim Polat Kvar Kol Siwe, Kigalin Shashar Yom Sholim Acha Malicha, Ashehudach, Takeup Acha Shir Malicha, Memela Nistam in Nikva Places Siwe, if all the seer came out, all is washed. This will have to be according to Mashal, since the Taz himself holds that washing does not have clothes in the Nikveh Plata. Memele Nistemu Nikveh Platas Tzivai. Oh, as Nasser, for Shanefa ben Achtichas Meluchas, then it will be Asir for falls in two other pieces of meat. Venishim Takana Adkan. When he involved, he agrees to his words. The Taz agrees to the Mashal. Lafi Mashmais Apaiskam. Zulus Mashahit Babasu Shalashah Shemalicha. Except where he matters meat that was not left of Shemalicha, but Nafal Tzir Vishah Shem Kavish. Shir Kavisha. If it was not yet Shemalicha, and it was left of Shem Kavisha. The Mashtaz argues, like we saw in subsequent Yud Zayin, Shiachtavi Mochenu, the Mashmaisak, Paiskim, and Akain, because the Taz says that the Paiskim are not like the Mashal. Elakaim Allah, and Bissimon Kufay, the Shir Kvisha Habikim of Bushel, the Chol Davar. We hold in Simon Kufay that Shir Kvisha is Mamish like cooking, for the Mahanelechazar Smalicha, and if it's left in the Tzir, even before, while it's still done, and the meat, Malicha won't help. Like we saw already in Sivkot Yud Zayin. We have one more point to finish the picture, and that's later on in the Ramah. So let's see the Ramah following the Memvav of the Shach. The Ramah says, Mihu, Mashabisech Hatzir Nesa Miyad. What's in the Tzir is also right away, the Ein Shir Ladover. There's not an amount of time that it takes to Asr it. It's also right away. So in this, the Shach Memvav says, Mihu, Mashabisech Hatzir Nesa Miyad. Betoyus Chatos Klal Vav Dintes Kosav Harav. The Ramah writes in Torah Chatos, the mashma dasa rosh, that seems from the rosh, the imnofa letzir, vele nechbash bo kashir, imnofno al ha'or kadesh yersiach, if it was in the tzir, and was not there the amount of time for fire to heat it up, and the nesa rakade klipa, the rosh holds it's only asur klipa. Vanan lo yenaha ginun kain, we don't hold like this, ela the nesa miyad shenofal betzir o yatzir alav, it's asur right away if it falls into tzir or the tzir falls on it, the habik yersiach, because it's hot, and therefore it's also right away. Adkan Lashon, and this is the Lashon of the Torah Schatos. So then the Shach brings a Mashal, or Mashal b'itzavahetu shaloi, in his Sefer Itzavahetu on the Shevet Doira, or b'sifer kuperu kolabosu simen ayin hei, and the Yamshu Shleima simen ayin hei, cholak al harav, he argues on the Ramah. The Kosef shaloyo vad lo imkoi. The Mashal writes that the Ramah did not go into the depth of the understanding. So just to explain for a minute, the Rosh says this, his din, if he salt meat in a klisha and a manukab, the Rosh says that if it was not there for shir kvisha, it's only us for a klipa. So the Mashal says, the apal pisha anu noigim lesa miyad basa shenimlech b'klisha and a manukab. Even though we hold that if meat is salt in a klisha and a manukab, it's also right away, hainu mishum na machal kinam ben klisha and a manukab le basa shenafal atzir. That's because we differentiate between salt in a klisha and a manukab to meat that fell into tzir. Kolema de beklisha ena manukav nesa mitam da haviparshu makom lamakom makom ashikasavti semen samachdas tefkot 9 dalad. The shachas explained the mashal that we hold beklisha ena manukav. The reason it's asur is because the dam is parshu makom lamakom. Therefore, it's asur right away. However, for false and tzir, the problem over there is kvisha, and therefore it takes shir kvisha. Avla rosh medam alei lebasa shenafel tzir. The rosh holds that there's no difference between salting a klisha ena manukav and falling into tzir. Both of the problem is kavush. The rosh doesn't hold the partial makom lamakom. So they both have the same problem because of shir zeh. And therefore he writes this shir that you need shiitan ala arvi as chalav siach, that the fire should heat it up. So therefore, mi yeimar de pligel la tesvis. Who says that where it's not a klisha ena manukav, it just falls into tzir? Who says that in the case of falling into tzir, that tesvis and the ones that hold of partial makom lamakom will argue on the rosh? It's true that we argue on the rosh in a case of klisha ena manukav. That's because we hold the partial makom lamakom, and therefore it's also right away. But if it just fell into tzir and it's not being salted now, where do we see anyone that argues that it's kavush right away? Kavush takes kishir shiyitnu ala arvi eschol asiyach. And therefore, over here, since the only problem is kavush, it shouldn't be asur if it's less than shir kvisha. Akan dvorav. That's the words of the mashal. V'samach atzmei adivir ha-rosh, elu lahatir. And he's samach on the rosh to matir unless it's there for shir kvisha. V'ani shamati v'loy oven. I heard this mashal and I don't understand. The nirali, the gam ha-rosh moideh. The rush would also be made that if Malicha would ask until 60, it would be asked right away. It sears every seichu. This sears hot, and therefore we hold this asa miyad. To explain, the rush holds, like we'll see shortly, that Malicha only asks a klipa. Therefore, if it's less than shir kvisha, Malicha only asks a klipa, therefore the meat is only asks a klipa. But if it's there shir kvisha, then it asks the whole thing. Kavish v'tzir asks the whole piece of meat. But less than shir kvisha, it's only asur klipa, because the only problem is maliach kareiseach. And therefore, he only asks a klipa. But us, that we hold that maliach asks toshishim, maliach is right away, therefore we should need 60. So let's see inside. Umashakosav ha-rosh gavi basa shen nimlach v'klisha ena manukav. What the rosh writes, but meat that was salted in the klisha ena manukav, v'zeh l'shaynei, he holds that the reason Baklisha and Mnukav is Asr is because of Kavush Betzir. Vamrinan, Kavush Ariakum Abushal, and Kavush is like cooking. Hilkachani, Oimer, Shah Kavush Betzir, and Venoit Lamiyad, he Afshish Yasala Alton. Therefore, he holds that if it was taken out of the Tzir before Shir Kvisha, it's Mutter. Shir Kvisha, Havi Kilu Nasna Al Ha'or. Kadesh Yasiach, Vyaskol Abashal. Shir Kvisha is the amount that it's put on the fire and it will heat up and start to cook. If it's left in the tzir for this amount of time, in a klisha ena manukav, then everything in the tzir is asur. Upachas mishir zel loy nesar elakadei klipa. But less than this shir is only asur klipa. Kedim maliach harikum haseach. Because of maliach harikum, because of the salting problem, not the kavish problem. Akan lashenoy. Hainu. Mishum de roi talitin tam lama asur kol mashu munach batzir. Why does he have to say kavish batzir? Because he wants to ask for everything in the tzir, but leisagi b'klipa, and the klipa is not enough. Gutzav leilah rosh ba'alma de maliach ena oiseres rakalei klipa. And since the rosh holds all over that malicha only asks a klipa, puts drachalei mesho isuhu mikoyach kovush b'loy mikoyach maliach koreseach. Therefore, he has to say that the reason that everything in the tzir is asur is because of kovush, but not because of maliach koreseach. Because Malich of Sech would only answer a klipa. Uba pachas mishir zeh, le mikri kavush. Less than shir, shiitnu ala eish, is not called kavush. Elevadei boru de moida harosh, de nesa miyad mikoyach malich koyseach. But the malicha problem, answers right away. Uka de messiah, uba pachas mishir zeh, le nesa elekode klipa, kadin malich areu koyseach. Like the rosh concludes that right away it's also because of the malicha problem. It's true that the rush only asks malicha a klipa. Malicha only asks a klipa. That's because generally the rush holds that malicha only asks a klipa. Avli didon the kaimel and kam malicha b'shishim. But us that we hold by all malicha It asks up to 60. Pshita denesa miyad hakol. It asks right away, like the Rosh says, it's melicha right, asks right away. And then, since it asks right away, and we hold the melicha asks until 60, it's therefore the whole piece of meat we ask right away. So we see, according from the Rosh, that according to us, we hold it, the whole piece is aser, it will be aser right away. That's the opinion of the Issa V'Heter Oroch, and that's the minig, and we should not change the din. So now we've seen all the machlokesin that we have to know. So we're able to look now at the six stages. So if what happens if Tzir falls into a Kli Menukav, let's take that case, and the next year we'll discuss Tzir in a Kli Shein a Menukav. If it falls into Tzir in a Kli Menukav, if it did not have Dachar Rishoyna, so we said already from the Shach Choftes that the Dam Be'en won't be absorbed into the meat. And therefore, its mutter, when it's salted, to take out its own blood, it'll take out the blood that it gets absorbed. If it was washed and not salted, again, its mutter, since the blood will come out when it's salted, what happens if it's Tefashir Kvisha? So according to the Taz, it's Aster. According to the Shach, both according to his first Teretz and according to his second Teretz, it's mutter. According to the first Teretz, Kvisha will only Aster after 24 hours. According to the second Teretz, it's Mechalik between... It differentiates between Kli Menukav and Kli Shein Menukav, and therefore over here, even if it's covered with Tzir in a Kli Menukav, it's mutter. Stage 3 is that it's being salted now, and it fell in for Shir Kvisha. So according to the Rashal, it's mutter, because it could be washed and salted again. According to the Taz, it's Aser. And according to the Shach, it's mutter. If it's between 18 minutes and 12 hours, and it fell into Tzir in a Kli Menukav, according to the Rashal, if it's there for Shir Kvisha, it's so less than Shir Kvisha, it's only Aser Kedei Klipa. According to the Ramah, if there's no Hefsim Ruba, it should be Aser. If there's a Hefsim Ruba, you should salt it again. If between 12 and 24 hours, over here, again, according to the Mashal, it's only Aser if it's there Shir Kvisha. But according to the Ramah, it's Aser right away. And same thing as after 24 hours, and by falling into Tzir, there's no difference between Stage 5 and Stage 6. In both cases, the Ramah is Machmer, and the Mashal will say it's only Aser if it's there for Shir Kvisha.